All right, hey awesome humans. This is Riley Hart, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful, the magic of self-love. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-love? Isn't that just a bunch of fluffy cliches? Trust me, it's way more than that. It's about building an unshakable foundation of acceptance and kindness towards yourself, which then ripples out into every area of your life. Think about it like this. Imagine you're treating your best friend with the same level of love and care you sometimes withhold from yourself. Would you put them down? Criticize their every move? Let them wallow in negativity? Nah, right? You'd be their cheerleader, their shoulder to cry on, and their biggest advocate. So why are we so quick to treat ourselves with anything less? Self-love isn't about narcissism or being self-absorbed. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer someone you truly care about. And trust me, this shift can be life-changing. Here are 5 key takeaways that will unlock the power of self-love. First up, practice radical self-acceptance. That means accepting every part of yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your quirks, and yes, even those things you'd rather hide. No judgment, no shame, just pure acceptance. Think of it like this. Wouldn't life be easier if we stopped trying to fit into a mold that wasn't meant for us? Embrace your unique awesomeness. Next, challenge those negative inner voices. We all have that little voice in our head whispering doubts and insecurities. It's time to call it out. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So why are we so harsh on ourselves? Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Thirdly, prioritize self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book to simply saying no to commitments that drain you. Listen to what your body and mind need, and give yourself permission to rest and recharge. Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective dramatically. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts more positivity into your life. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends and family members who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes? Hold on to them tight. Conversely, distance yourself from those who bring negativity or drain your energy. Ever felt stuck in a rut, like you're constantly comparing yourself to others or beating yourself up for perceived shortcomings? That's often where the lack of self-love comes into play. But imagine if you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding as you would a cherished friend. Suddenly, those negative thoughts wouldn't hold so much power. Take, for example, that friend who's always striving for perfection. Maybe they're constantly stressing over work deadlines or feeling inadequate in social situations. If we were their friends, we'd likely remind them that it's okay to make mistakes, that progress isn't always linear, and that true value comes from being authentically themselves, not some idealized version. That same compassion and encouragement should be extended to ourselves. Instead of berating ourselves for setbacks or comparing our journeys to others, we can practice self-compassion and remember that everyone has their own unique path. So, how do you put this into action? Start small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they might seem. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, a delicious meal, a relaxing bath, or an inspiring book. Practice gratitude by listing 3 things you're thankful for each day. And most importantly, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that every step you take towards greater self-acceptance is a victory. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love. Let's spread the message that embracing our imperfections is the key to unlocking our full potential. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.